A British court has found two Muslim converts guilty of murdering soldier Lee Rigby in a brutal, unprovoked attack. Michael Adebalaju and Michael Adebawale ran over and stabbed the Afghan war veteran near a London army barracks in May. Adebalaju told the court he was waging a war for Allah in response to Western wars. Kensington Palace has announced Prince William and Kate Middleton will visit Australia in April next year. The royal couple will head to New Zealand before touring Australia. Prince George is also expected to make the journey, but a final decision is yet to be made. 400 truancy officers will be sent to remote Aboriginal communities across the country to boost school attendance. The $28 million plan targets 40 remote communities with low school attendance rates. The officers will work directly with families to ensure children attend school. Police have uncovered the body of a missing Korean man in Brisbane's southwest. 28-year-old man Tae Kim was reported missing after he arranged a currency exchange with someone he'd met online. Two men and a woman are in police custody. And medical researchers say they've unlocked the key to reversing the ageing process after successful tests on mice. It's hoped the discovery will allow people to live healthier lives and help treat age-related diseases, including cancer and type 2 diabetes. Human trials are expected to start late next year.